Hey, we were mentioning on Friday that the courts were abuzzed because of the Christmas pants or underwear bomber was in court. He's here in Detroit. And that was the thing that just completely blew so many people around here by storm, was the fact that this was a plane that was going to land right here in Michigan. This guy was going to try to blow it up right over our home here. And hey, on the phone with us is a listener of ours. Her name is Lori Haskell, and Lori was on that plane. Lori, how far were you sitting from where this this terrorist was?
My husband and I were in row 27 H and J on the right-hand side of the plane, so we were about 8 rows behind him on the other side of the plane.
Wow, so you saw all the commotion going on. Did you see smoke first before all the commotion was going on?
Yes, we saw everything that happened on the plane.
What did you think was happening at first?
The first thing we thought really was that there was some kind of electrical malfunction with the plane.
What did it sound like?
Well, the strange thing is, right before that, we were descending into Detroit, and I heard what I thought was the landing gear coming out, and I fly a lot, so I was pretty sure that was what it was. But after I heard the landing gear, I heard a popping sound, and I thought it was ice on the landing gear because it was extremely cold in Amsterdam and in Detroit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, we're going to land. And then right after that, a flight attendant walked by me, kind of mumbling to herself, did anybody hear that? Then she started acting a little frantic, saying, does anyone smell smoke? I smell smoke someplace.
Oh, boy.
And then after that is kind of when everything happened all at once.
Wow. And then when everything happened, from the sounds of things, I mean, it got to be people, you know, passengers jumping on top of them and, you know, putting out the fire, and then flight attendants and everybody running from all over the place. I mean, all hell broke loose, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a long time, but in reality, probably the whole event from my seeing smoke to fire going up the wall to him being restrained by other passengers to one of the flight attendants putting out the fire probably lasted all of like a minute.
Wow. And now you saw fire going up the side wall of inside the plane. At that point, things got to be moving in slow motion. Are you seeing your life flash before your eyes? Are you, what do you think at a time like that?
Well, I think I and a lot of the passengers on the flight were in shock. Everybody pretty much thought we were going to die. I don't really know what was running through my head. The only time I ever got that upset because I was in such shock was I was thinking about my mom and that it was Christmas and how upset she was going to be if
you died on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people in the back of the plane had no idea, even as you were landing, that there was this attempt on your life by this guy. They just thought it was still an equipment malfunction. Did you know what was happening at that point? Were you able to see that they took this guy up front in custody?
Well, the weird thing is, because he didn't put up any kind of a fight at all, we were focusing on this fire going up the wall and concerned about it. And we did see two people taking this individual to the front, but at that point, we weren't really sure if it was just someone who had been injured in a fire and they were trying to get him away from the fire, or if he had done something. Although, during this whole ordeal, when people were yelling out fire in different words, one woman yelled out terrorist, which kind of...
Oh, boy.
Said to me, oh my God, this might be something different than an electrical fire, which then I became even more freaked out, thinking there might be another bomb on the plane. He might have some kind of person he's working with somewhere else in the plane.
Yeah, you didn't know that because the plane just took a steep dive to land quickly. They didn't tell you what was going on.
Lori Haskell is one of our listeners. She was on that flight that this bomber was on. And Lori, after the fact of knowing, you know, what was going on and who this guy was, did you recognize him from the plane at all, from like getting on board and everything beforehand?
Well, yes and no. My husband, who was with me, and this has been reported in the media, but the government doesn't really seem to be looking into it. We were sitting in Amsterdam playing cards, sitting right next to the area where you board because there was no chairs. And he noticed this individual with another individual, and the other individual was an older man of, he thinks, Indian descent, and he noticed them because they looked like a really odd pair, and he was just kind of listening to their conversation. And the Indian man was trying to get the flight attendant to let the terrorist onto the plane, saying he didn't have a passport, telling her he was from the Sudan, we think trying to make him seem like a Sudanese refugee or something to get him on the plane without a passport.
And you heard all this? This was there in Amsterdam?
when we were in Amsterdam before we started to fly out to Detroit, the flight attendant told them, no, I can't let anyone on the plane without a passport. But then she led them down a hallway to talk to her supervisor. And the next, you know, my husband didn't even think twice of it then. He just thought if he doesn't have a passport, he's not going to get on the plane.
Right.
Wow.
And then when he saw who was being arrested and taken off the plane in Detroit, he made the connection and was like, wow. And we've told the authorities this. We've been on CNN, various other stations. But for whatever reason, the government's not talking about this, and they're not really looking into it, I don't think.
It's bizarre that, you would hope at least maybe behind the scenes they are, and they're not telling us. But it just seems weird that a grown man, you know, a nice dressed man in a suit would try to be getting this other guy on with no ID, but yet then that guy's not,
he's not getting on the plane.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, like we didn't learn this 8 years ago with the shoe bomber. Buying a one-way ticket, I'm sorry, it was a round-trip ticket, but going with no luggage, you know, paying cash, $3,000.
Hey, Lori, this all happens, everything's all said and done with, and you guys are done with this whole thing. I mean, you got to realize that you're a blessed person. What did you guys do afterwards? Did you guys go home and, like, get romantic with each other? Or what did you...
You would ask that question
to
her, wouldn't you?
I mean, we were coming from Africa, so I had already been traveling 23 hours, and then customs in Detroit held us for about 6.5 more hours.
For questions. So you were not in the mood then to have relations with your husband at that time?
Yeah, no, I went home, and we called various family members, and then I think we pretty much passed out for about 12 hours.
And what sort of, it's obviously, I guess, not really the airline's fault that this happened, but
she's gonna ask you, did you get a free flight?
Did you get a free flight at least out of it?
Oh, no, we got emails from Delta saying that they were going to give each of us $250 and it expired in a year.
It would take me at least a year to step foot on another airport. I don't know how you could use that.
It expires in a year.
Yep.
Look at that.
I mean, obviously, you just have to be so happy, more so than anything else, that you're alive. But I was curious as to, you know, if they compensated you.
I'm waiting to see
you.
Video. I heard somebody had a video camera videotaping this.
You know, when we were being held in customs, we were talking to a fellow passenger who told my husband that he had seen someone videotaping from before the event all the way through the event. So he went up to one of the customs officers or FBI and told them that, and told them he was in one of these four seats, gave them exact seats. Mm-hmm. And customs, instead of looking up who was sitting in those seats, you know, and demanding to speak to those people, just kind of said to all of us, your lives will be a lot easier if you just tell us who was taping.
So, like a third grade class.
Right. So, of course, no one steps forward and no one is stepping forward to point this person out. They were sitting behind me in like the third cabin, so I couldn't have pointed them out even if I wanted
to.
I didn't see this happen, but I just thought it was really strange. I would have been livid, but.
And do any of you guys have anything you want to declare that you got in Amsterdam at that moment?
Well, they didn't even ask to take our bags to look at our cameras, see who had a video camera.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Crazy, Lori. Lori, well, you know what? We appreciate you sharing this with us, and we're very, very happy because we cannot lose any listeners. So we're very happy that you are alive and well, okay?
Well, thank you.
Can you fly again, or is it going to take a while?
No, I mean, I figure I have... The worst thing possible almost happened to me, so I don't think it can happen again.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it.
Again? She's got a $200 voucher she needs to use within the next year.
Totally.
Thanks,
I had told my wife, we flew out the next morning, and my wife's like, we can't fly. Look what I said, well, look, if it happened yesterday, it's not going to happen again for a while, so we're okay.
Chelsea wouldn't fly. My wife wouldn't fly.
You guys canceled your tickets?
Yeah, we canceled our tickets.